roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong. Earl Brunel.
Here.
Kathleen Greenberg Funes.
Here.
Frank Hay.
Here.
Leonard King.
Here.
Dan Karofsky.
Here.
Richard Levine.
Here.
George Palmer.
Here.
Steve Trombley.
Here.
Jeff Stitt.
Here. We have a quorum. We will continue our meeting. And Jeff, you have an introduction to the board this evening.
This is my new guy. This is Nathan Bull.
Hi. he didn't do anything.
Welcome, Nathan. Glad to see you.
I didn't plan
to our meetings.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to working with you next year.
Okay, thank you.
Under item C, approval of the agenda, I do want to point out that we have a revised agenda in your folder. We had a few errors that were corrected. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education approve the agenda for the late item agenda.
Motion.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Could you point out the differences, just because you probably know them right offhand?
Okay. We had a mistake in an appointment.
Page 3, number C, it went from provisional to permanent. The last sentence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
At the top of the page.
On page 5, under C, under social studies, that went to third grade with a different textbook and author. The one that was originally on there was the one that was in existence now. This is the one that they want to purchase. On page 1, number 3 was added.
Excuse me? Page 1?
Yeah, number 3.
Number 3.
Oh, okay. So is that the only additional item?
Those are the only 3 additional items.
Thank you very much.
Except for this one?
CSE. Oh, the CSE, yes.
The CSE recommendations, yes.
Yes. Some of those late ones in your packet?
Yeah.
And they have impact that we need to move on this evening. So I'll give time when we get to that point for the board members to look that over.
In the past, we used to try and avoid having late item agendas. We had an agreement once we weren't going to have any late item agendas. Are we not following that anymore?
If we do not have the June meeting, because of all the graduation and the events, we have a event going on the same night as our board meeting. So if we continue to follow that, I thought we would be like we did last year, possibly skipping the second meeting of June. If we do that, these are important pieces that need to move forward for summer school. So we wouldn't have time to come back, so I allowed them to come forward.
So we still are going by the principle to try and minimize late item agendas?
I
thought we were supposed to discuss things in executive session before changes were made, that kind of stuff.
I am making sure that any late item agenda that's coming forward has pretty much is a piece that has to be done timely-wise for that specific point that they're bringing forward. And anything that is, and I've asked them to keep it for either our regular meeting or our workshop meeting, depending on what the item is and how we're going to handle it or discuss it. So I have been following that, yes.
Also on page 3, number E was added.
Oh, page 3.
Number 3, the executive session would be more appropriate to do that after the presentations and reports, so people that don't want to stay for the whole meeting could perhaps
if that's okay with the board.
Convenient time to talk out.
If that's okay with the board.
Fine with me.
Mr. Palmer's asked that we move the executive session that's at item three beyond the presentations and reports. So it would fall in under five. So we'd make that a 5A. Would that take care of it?
No problem with it.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Well, we have a motion on the floor. I have to withdraw my other motion.
Oh, wait a minute. Well,
I made a motion to approve the agenda, and we haven't done anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
So I will remove, I will withdraw my motion.
Well, let's,
no. You have to amend it.
Let's amend that motion to include the pieces that were asked for.
All right, that's a move.
In other words, you're also accepting the second session move.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a second.
Need a second.
I'll sign it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have a very special piece this evening where the board will be honoring some of our retiring staff, both at teaching and our working staff. So at this time, I'd like to ask those that are here to come forward this evening.
Mary Ellen Martin, 32 years as a librarian. Mabel King, 28 years as a bus driver. Rosemary Watson, 27 years as an elementary teacher. Lachlan, 23 years as an elementary teacher. Billington, 22 years as a bus driver. Sandra Constantine, 21 years as an elementary teacher. As an art teacher. Carlton Kelly, 18 years as a bus driver. Years as a custodial worker. Donald Martell, 11 years as a custodial worker.
We have one more that we'd like to honor tonight, and that would be our student board member that's been with us all year. And on behalf of the Board of Education, Jeff, would you come forward and accept the small gift?
Thanks, Jeff.
Not that we aren't fun and excited, but would it be appropriate at this time before I come forward?
Very much so.
Sure.
They could go out and enjoy the evening.
Sure.
And again, thank you very, very much.
Approve the agenda, and I apologize for not noticing it. Although it's not required by law, is there a reason why we have no public comment on the agenda?
Yes, I took the public comment off this evening due to the pieces that were kind of sensitive.
So we serve the public, and yet we have that's your prerogative to do to set the agenda and to do so.
If you would like to add that back in.
Okay.
I will do so.
I missed that when we approved the agenda, with my apologies.
And I missed it too.
If board so chooses, we can put that back in.
I would like to see that added back in.
I'd like to see that added back in.
Okay. Would you make that a motion?
I would make a motion that we do have a period for a 5-minute public comment before we go into executive session.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have, I didn't hear everybody answer, I don't know.
Is there any no's? Abstains? Motion carries?
Thank you.
So we'll put that just before we go into executive session?
Sure. No.
That'd be fine with me.
Okay. Moving to item 4, a presentation.
I have come before you this evening in hopes that you will consider adopting a new third grade social studies textbook. There is a fifth grade social studies exam for New York State. 40% of the content in that exam is third grade material. We were using a 1998 textbook as our up-to-date textbook for our students. When I first arrived at Cumberland Head, one of the first groups in my door was actually the third grade teacher saying, we have to do something about this, read this chapter. It has a lovely bit about circumcision in the book, so these books have been sitting on the shelf and not used. But they really felt the need for some guidance and some things that met the curriculum needs. So I have Sarah Chapman as one of my third grade teachers, and she seems to have an in with the chair of the social studies department. And he helped us get many samples this year. We looked at lots and lots of samples. And they're requesting this evening to adopt a Communities Around the World. It's up to date. It's at the right grade level for a reading level. It's very interesting. Maps are correct. Timelines are correct. It's a nice book and very manageable. With our new reading series, we didn't want something with a workbook that was 400 pages for social studies. This does a really nice job integrating all the different areas in it. There's quite a bit of writing, a lot of graphic organizers, things that they'll use on the ELA and on the social studies exam. So I'll pass the book around. It's short and sweet, but does cover the Communities Around the World, which is the third grade curriculum. Does a really nice job with it. And I should mention, we shared it with the people at Beekmantown. They, too, had put the book on the shelf and were using some of their own materials because the book just was not appropriate for third grade. They've looked it over, and as part of the textbook adoption form that I sent off to Mr. Amel, they put their stamp of blessing on it also. So I have a little money, and I'm helping Sandra with a little money with her building so that we can purchase this out of our funds that are left at the end of the year with our building allocations. So we're not asking for funds for next year out of next year's budget.
Nice.
Any questions?
Would there be a chance to, I'm really curious, see the old textbook that you referenced at some point, not tonight?
Yes, I've actually had the two together, but I had so many other things in my bag that I pulled it out.
So I'll just give you a call?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Fockett.
Thanks, Diane.
The next item.
Will that, a quick question.
Yes.
That will be on next meeting for approval of this.
It's on tonight.
It's on tonight.
Is it on tonight?
It's yeah. Further down
it's buried a little bit deeper in the agenda. Okay.
That was the change.
This was the,
that's one of the changes we
yeah.
had.
Whoops. Send that book around, please.
Under and board members can continue looking at those. I will just move along to item five, reports, and we'll start with the superintendent's report.
Thank you. Number of good news items. Some you may, or a couple you may have caught in the newsletters put out by the elementary, middle, and high schools, but a couple I've selected just because it's good to have good news some all the time, and these are great news items. We did receive a letter co-signed from Plattsburgh State and Clinton Community College where four students received significant recognition for their projects in the Champlain Valley Science Fair. This one comes with props because I have some photos to show the kids and their projects. Here we have Ryan Jock and Eric LaValle. They took second place for their project, which was entitled Assessment of Spices as Antibacterial Agents. So the stuff in your closet does good after it's old, I guess. Also, happy to say that students, Caitlin O'Connell and Brittany Matthau, am I saying that correctly?
Matthew.
That's why you're here. Matthew received honorable mention for their project, The Effect of Commercial Disinfectants on E. coli. And, of course, the middle school was also represented by students at the fair. I just wanted to publicly thank the advisors, Ms. Kathy Fuller and Ms. Tracy Corey, who were the faculty mentors on both of those projects. So congratulations to the students and to the faculty mentors as well. Got to get my next sheet here because it's a long list. The Beekman Town High School spring sports teams have boasted a significant accomplishment. All of the spring sports have received the New York State Public High School Athletic Association Scholar Athlete Awards. Team awards. The student athletes received academic excellence while also thrilling us, of course, through their own sports contests, be it on the field or on the links and all the other, looking quickly at my sports, on the tennis courts. I'd like to share very quickly the sports, the coach, and the team composite GPA for everyone to know. Boys track and field sported 14 students, and those individuals coached by Andy Hastings had a composite GPA of 95.3. The softball team, with 11 individuals coached by Greg Myers, combined GPA of 94.6. The girls' tennis team had 12 participants coached by Jay Majera. Their composite GPA was 94.3. Girls' track and field, with 17 participants coached by Gary Phillips, had a composite GPA of 95.1. Boys tennis, 9 individuals, Coach Dan Rillihan, happy to indicate a composite GPA of 92.8. The baseball team, coached by Mr. Jim Knight, with 11 participants, had a composite GPA of 91.4. And the golf team, not to be outdone, small in number but pretty strong in GPA, 7 golf members, coached by Scott Gutierrez, with a composite GPA of 93.4. I think that's it says it all. It's pretty outstanding. Let's see. I received, and I believe it's in your packet, a letter from Thomas Saunders, who donated a check to the Eagles View Scholarship Award in the amount of $1,250 in celebration of his father, Dr. George C. Saunders, on his 85th birthday. Dr. Saunders was the superintendent of Beekman Town between 1968 and 1981, and he's proudly contributed funds in the past to help provide scholarship awards to deserving Beekman Town students. It's pretty neat that his son is doing the same thing, and I have a letter ready to go tomorrow morning after acknowledging this evening that we did receive his kind generous gift. So that's what my good news. Now we talk about the weather. I feel like I'm doing a weather broadcast. The weather alerts. As you know, today we had some kind of up and down toward the middle of the end of our afternoon. We had received update on tornado and weather watches. We put our plans into place. The principals responded quickly, pulled out the building level plans, and knew just what to do, and did so very well. We made notifications to our radio stations announcing that we would be holding the kids a little bit longer at the end of the day. We did posting on the websites. We canceled some after-school activities. Our major challenges we experienced, as we discovered, in trying to improve that program was out in the circle in front of the high school with the number of parents and other students with cars that kind of held up the buses getting in and out for a few extra minutes. So we're going to work on that, and we'll figure out a plan to improve that as well. I think all the administrators did a super job, and I especially want to thank Shane and Kevin, who can't be here. He's ill this evening, but Shane for his good work in coordinating all the transportation needs for our day. November 4th elections. We had a meeting on June 4th with Judy Leahy and John Brunel, with commissioners of elections. The district was informed of the need for the county to discontinue use of the fire station due to space constraints, and they're looking for a common place for that to be done. In our conversations, we learned that the county would like to contain all the polling places in one location and use the district as that one location. So Don Strong and I and this group met. We talked about their needs. We can accommodate the request by using the full gym, middle school gym, and providing signage for physically challenged voters, although the signage will also be provided by the county at their expense, notification of the polling sites, etc. The county will provide 5 of the pull lever machines, which it currently owns. So our machines that have been used in the past won't be used. It'll be their machines. We'll simply store them overnight. And they will come in and do the setup, do all the tables, everything. They will be introducing a new machine as reserved for physically challenged voters, and that machine, that new machine, will show up again next year around budget vote time, because that machine and other scanners will be made available for the voting public. They'll be totally responsible for supporting all of the election proceedings. So in terms of identifying people and volunteers and workers, etc., county's going to take over all of that responsibility, and are hopeful that we will give consent to use our gym so they can make that arrangement. Yep.
It's going to be the sole polling place in Deepentown?
That's what they want to do, yes.
Will that pose a problem? Because that's a school day, isn't it not? With traffic?
We talked. Actually, great question, and it is. And we talked about our busing patterns. Don, I can redo it, but certainly you covered that for us.
Yeah, they want to move all 5 districts over. I guess you have 5 districts. So we were setting up an area of 3 wide, and with the way that our loop is in the front, we should be able to accommodate that. Way that they were discussing is that they have a very population type, you know, to come in and vote is around lunchtime, and so basically when our buses are there, it's usually an hour or about an hour and a half after that after people start getting out of work, so I think we comfortably work that. We did also make a inquiry saying, well, it's going to be a little trial and error to make sure, but yes, that was one of the main questions we were still in.
Maybe they could have one of the police agencies have an officer here to direct traffic, or because it could, I assume it, with all 5 polling places being in one spot, there could be a traffic problem. Huh?
Yeah,
we'll
have to ask our staff to park someplace else.
Those are great questions. We talked about all of that in terms of our buses were the critical first concern, that the buses couldn't be coming in at peak times for polling, and apparently the polling times start earlier than our buses, and they basically thin out for a period of the day, and then they speed back up again. So from their perspective, they believe that would be a pretty low period of time affecting our school buses. The staff's parking is another issue entirely.
Staff parking's the issue I'm more worried
about. Yeah.
Could you hold till the public comment part, please, and when
even
we finish?
Even though it was on this topic?
Yes.
Okay.
You could just bring it back
if
you don't mind, please.
May I ask a question? Has there been any consideration to involving the students in voter registration for students that are going to be 18? Or could there be? I think in the past that we've done that.
Yeah, meaning the group and the commissioners talked about making that obviously a push in the district. I believe those efforts are done through the Social Studies Department but we would take advantage if this were to happen to be sure that we put an extra emphasis on it. Okay. By law, the county will be managing the budget voting process for the school budgets and board elections next year. By law, they take over that requirement. So they're going to be using, and it's coming, paper ballot card readers will replace eventually the pull lever. for that election, not for the November election, but for the election next year. So we talked also with them about the value of putting facsimile ballot slate, if you will, in the, either in the newspaper and or creating cardboard versions of it so that voters coming in would actually know everything that's in the booth when they come in actually to pull the levers. And they were very supportive of that idea, doing that idea as well. Okay. Last item is I have contacted Management Advisory Group to outline our interest, preliminary interest, I might emphasize, in a study of our long-range facility use issues, particularly, of course, are any abandoned buildings that might come back online or relining buildings because of the abandoned buildings, or building, I should say. I expect a preliminary outline of their potential services to us to be in writing within 10 days to 2 weeks. And then, of course, I'll bring it to the Operations Committee for their first read of it. And out of their committee will come some recommendation or some ideas to be brought to the full board as to do we want to use this group and are these services we'd like them to pursue. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you. Any other additional questions to Mr. Amo? We'll move on to our business manager's report.
Thank you. Just the only item I wanted to report on this evening was that last week I had the opportunity for my first time to participate in the annual New York State School Business Officials Conference. And it was a great opportunity for me. I had a chance to visit and get to know business officials from all over the state. There were 175 vendors there. Had the opportunity to visit with and talk about services that they currently provide to our district and the possibility of developing relationships with them for services that we don't have currently. But the most important part of the three-day conference that was the workshops that I had the opportunity to participate in. And I'll just recap some of the topics that that we went over. The Office of State Comptroller gave a very informative workshop about internal fiscal controls. People from the Medicaid and Medicare Department of State Aid did a workshop on Medicaid billing and corrective action and some of the regulation changes there. Had a workshop on grants management, update on GASB 45 regulations. Very interesting workshop on reserve account management, records management, 403 regulations, and school insurance. It was very informative. I learned a lot, gathered a lot of information, brought it back with me, and hopefully some of the things, the ideas that were generated, be able to share with you in the coming weeks and months. I appreciate the opportunity to go to that. Thank you. That's all I have.
Questions? Jeff, your full report.
I have a little report. Our student council is doing this last big event with the Teacher Appreciation Week coming up. We're doing a lunch for the middle school and high school teachers and a breakfast for the elementary teachers. We're going to be delivering food and then serving them as well. Hope I didn't spoil it for anyone. That's all I had to report. Our last little event.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions of Jeff?
Is everybody going to graduate?
I hope so.
It's a good group.
You are anyways, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
I'd like to make...
Sure.
I understand you advanced to the States.
I did.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
And good luck down there.
And I believe you set the the school record in the triple jump. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty cool week.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Got some tough shoes to follow.
Sure. Jeff, I know I spoke with Mr. Lapierre the other day. He was saying that is it a record-setting amount of scholarships from the student council for this school year? Are you aware of the total?
He hasn't given me the number yet, so I don't know the number.
Somewhere either $15,000 to $17,000 the student council raised this school year that we will be giving right back to the senior class as scholarship. I don't know exactly, but I think it's...
It's like $16,000.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Which I think is very noteworthy.
Very good, yeah.
Very noteworthy.
That is awesome.
Very cool.
And hopefully you didn't spoil that for those guys.
Well, they don't know who the winners are. But
yeah.
They've been counting the money all year.
Okay. Then I'll go to the public comment, and we will defer back to our question earlier.
There was a question regarding, am I supposed to stand up?
Yes, and introduce yourself. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tracy Simmons, and I have a granddaughter who attends kindergarten here and a son who's in high school. This question was pertaining to the change for the voting that was to take place at the fire station. Now it will take place at the school, and procedures are being covered for transportation, but what about the safety of our children? What kind of considerations are being made for security, being that the children are in school that day?
That's a good question. We'll take that under consideration. We'll have somebody, we'll direct that to the proper
There was two ways place. That we have looked at it. I'd ask them the same question. We will have all five districts in here. The police officer and or sheriff or whatever didn't come up as a specific topic, but we also gave through the election board the same scenario. So it is in the market. We're going to have future meetings. Mr. Neal and I will continue to work on it. And if we have to alleviate or if we have to do anything to make it,
thing
we'll make sure
of
it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there any other public comment at this time? Yes.
I'm Michelle Rowell. I'm here tonight as a parent in support of Mrs. Gardner. But I also need to point out, and please make it on the record, that on Monday, June 2nd, from 11 o'clock to about 11:50, the four executive committee members of the BES FSO met specifically with Mr. Amel, our superintendent. With us, we had the letter that I believe is in the packet, and that you have all seen from that was sent to the families. In that, in our meeting with Mr. Amo, we specifically addressed, we showed it to him, asked him to review it, asked his professional opinion and his professional advice as to what we should do with that letter. We asked if it would hurt Sandra in any way that we not send it. We asked if he felt it would help that we'd be able to send it since it was addressed to the families of the school, of the elementary building specifically. He allowed us to send the letter. He told us specifically that when we do mail out the letter, to put his name, CC, Mr. Amel, and also to CC, Mr. Krofsky, as the president. And that needs to go on record, because we've heard that there have been misrepresentations saying that we were specifically told not to send that letter. And it's important to everyone here that we have permission to send the letter.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Yes.
I'm Renee Julian, and I'm a pre-K teacher here at Uniontown Elementary School. And I just want to tell the board that I have had six wonderful years here at our elementary school. However, I'm very saddened at what I've been hearing lately at our school. And I just hope that you will consider or reconsider some of the things that you're going to be deciding tonight. We've had a wonderful year, 3 years. The last 3 years in our school have been absolutely wonderful, mostly due to our principal, Sandra Gardner. And I just want to encourage you to know that there's a lot of us that work here at our school that would not want that to change. Thank you.
My name is Marissa Perrier, and I am wanting to know what your mission statement is, to clarify that, please.
On what category?
On the board category.
I probably couldn't give you that tonight.
Okay, well, there is a mission statement on the website that pertains to integrity, honesty, loyalty, and I have all my respect for Mrs. Gardner, our principal at Uniontown Elementary, and in order for that objective to be met, that has to come from the teachers, it has to come from the boards, and it has to come from the superintendent. So I would want you to question your mission statement.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? But yes.
My name is Jackie Woodup. I'm a parent, and I'm also the FSL president. And I would just like to say, I've been in the district. My oldest daughter is now in sixth grade. I went from Washaysi to Beacontown when they had closed Washaysi. And I just want to say that four principals in 6 years, we need some stability, please. Some way, somehow, we need to find stability for our students. They're feeling the tension. And I just hope that we can all come to some kind of agreement and compromise for the betterment of our school community, our school, and morale, whatever. But our children need some stability in their lives. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Heidi Stitt, and I am a parent of three kids. Awesome kids, by the way. And I'm also a wonderful supporter of Sandra Gardner. I came and observed as a teacher to the school a couple weeks ago because our school is actually looking at Beacontown Elementary and looking at the results that they have. I mean, how many schools in the area can boast that 85% of their children in first grade are at or above grade level? That's a wow. You all should be applauding Sandra. You should be supporting her. And you should be holding on to her. I don't understand why you are not voting to give this wonderful principal tenure. If I don't get it. You know what it's like to go through the interviewing process. You know what is out there, and I know what you have here. I walk in September, and every September since she's been here, there is a huge display of children's hands. And those children look at that, and they know that they are the heart of this school, and they know that their principal has their best at heart. And for you people to not even consider giving her tenure tonight, shame on you. To know why. I want to know why. We have someone that I know I value. I know what it's like to work in the school systems. I happen to work for an awesome principal too. But I also know what it's like to have someone who doesn't support you. And we don't have that here. We have a principal who has our children's best interest at heart. We have a principal who is willing to stand up and make change despite what the staff wants to happen. She has their best at heart. And I just want to know why. Why won't you consider tenure for her? What has she done?
Thank you.
You're not going to answer me?
I cannot answer that.
It's a public comment.
Is there any other public comments this evening? Yes.
My name is Carolyn Wilson. I teach at Beacontown Elementary School. I have taught for 9 years in the school. The past 3 years, well, in the 9 years that I've been teaching here, I've had four principals. And the past 3 years, I have been very proud to say that I teach at Beacontown with the support of an administrator that has the best interests of our children at heart. So I hope that you take that into consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Yes.
I just wish to say one thing. My name is Carrie Tromley, and I have a son that attends kindergarten here at Beacontown Elementary School. And as a new parent moving into the district, I was very fearful to send my child to Beacontown for the fact that you always hear the bad about this school. And so I took the chance upon listening to all the other parents and the good that they had to say, not just about the school, but about their principal, Sandra. And I'm sure you have a letter from me in your packet that I delivered to Mr. Amo myself. And I'm very proud that I made the choice to send my son, Alex, to this wonderful school. And I hope you take that into consideration, that I may not be the only parent that made this choice, but I am the only one that may be here tonight. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
There's one back there.
Yes.
I'm Norman Tabor. I have two daughters attending elementary school here as well, and I'd like to lend my support again to Sandra and hoping to reconsider your thoughts on tenure. I think a great instability has been in the past, and over the last few years, Sandra's lent a great deal of stability and emphasis on students that I think has just transformed the elementary in general. I think she's so hardworking, and I know I'm a tenured professor at the university, and I understand there are good and bad to the tenure system, but I think that the tenure system is here exactly to protect the kind of person that Sandra is, who is willing to take some chances and really strive to make it a better institution for all the children. I think also, as a reminder of that, she has children in the elementary school herself. She sends her kids here. I think she has a great deal of faith in the school, and she has hope for the school. And I think that's spread out and gone into the community as well. I think we're very proud of our elementary, and I think it's in no small part to Sandra's. And I'd like to hear why actually you can't respond to her question as to why you would consider the tenure. Is there some sort of privacy issues?
Yes. Are there any other?
Hi. I just had one more question. Well, actually, it's one more request. As you go into your executive session, please remember who you represent. You represent the children of our school, and you represent the parents. You represent the children and the parents. Thank you.
Yes.
That's supposed to be clapping. Yeah.
My name is Karen Wallace, and I'm a mother of three children in this school system. And I'm also the treasurer of the FSL. And I have to say, it's pretty disgusting. Please don't take offense, but I'm disgusted as a parent, as a voter, and as someone that's been trying to work with teachers since my oldest son, who's now in third grade, has been in the school system. We used to live in the city of Plattsburgh. And without making a very long story, we had to move out of the city. I was very frightened, horrified, to have to move into this district. It's been a horrible district. This isn't the place to, you know, talk soft. There's no backbone here. You've had 3 years to complain, to bring it to the proper channels, to work together, to compromise. And now in the 11th hour, we're all hearing all this horrible stuff. You can't fight the facts. Last year, what was it, Michelle? 50% of our first grade kids on reading level. This year, 85. How can you get rid of somebody like that? How can you say, well, we'll give you one more year to rub everybody's back that's upset with all the extra work they have to do. Yes, you're accountable. You need to be accountable. You need to work for our children. Why would you not come and support a principal who's bringing everybody up? There's always going to be teachers that don't want to work as much as they're being asked. There's always one thing I've always found with personalities and people in experienced professions, with my son who has multiple disabilities, I've gone through extensive numbers of specialists with him, meeting various types of personalities. There's the people that want to work with you and the people that don't. There's the people that want to work together for the good of the children and the people that just are set in their way. I'm getting by day until I get out of here. And that's what you're seeing. And I want this board to know that there's more to just a few loud voices. I want you to know all the facts. and I don't truly believe you have all the facts from what rumors that I'm hearing. And I think that this should be tabled.
No, it should be voted on tonight to give her tenure.
Yes.
Okay, I think we have had a chance for the public to
okay,
make
thank
a comment.
You. I guess I'm
thank
done.
You.
Thank
yes.
you so much for your time.
Okay. Yes. One more.
Thank you. Once again, my name is Tracy Simmons. I have to back up a little bit. I mentioned I have a granddaughter and a son in school. I also, my husband and I, we have a blended family. We have put 5 children through the school, and our granddaughter is the 6th. And the ages are 5, 15, 21, 23, 31, 33. They all attended elementary school through high school and graduated, with the exception of one student. I also have some background in special ed, helping my son through the years. I am not on any board committee in the school. I'm not a teacher. I don't have a lot of background and a lot of experience regarding these meetings. But I am a parent. I get the information from the school, and I work with the teachers, and I give as much effort as I can. I just want to mention the feeling I get when I work with Sandra Gardner is a very pleasant and refreshing feeling. I've seen a lot of change in the elementary school on the topics of staying and following the policies, and also implementing new programs, and I'm very happy with that. And it's working for our youngster at this point, who just started school. But at the same time, I also had the opportunity to meet Sandra Gardner out of school through the 4-H program, and she volunteers her time, and she helps the children at that level as well with presentations and arts and crafts. And I just would like to say, like, from a parent standpoint, I am very happy that Sandra Gardner is our Beacontown Elementary principal.
I have a question for Scott, since I have to ask, we all know there's two sides to this story, and was anything said to the other side, whether or not they should come here or not? Because what I see here is, they were told not to come, and I want to know if that happened.
The other side, I don't know what
so
you mean.
People who might not be supporting Sandra? Was anything
no.
said?
Point of order. Point of order. I think that this is irrelevant.
That is point of order.
Point of order to the chair. This is irrelevant.
It's a relevant question to what's been being put forward on the floor, that there is a second side, and he has the right to ask that question.
The board
I want to know
is a decision-making body.
Correct.
I saw the floor, I believe.
We didn't ask for it.
I have a question.
Yes. Finish your question.
My question was that I don't think that the other side came because they were asked not to. I get that impression.
Okay, quiet, please. Quiet, please.
I'm just curious.
I think. I think at this time I'll take a motion to go into executive session.
As long as I'm on the floor, there was in other meetings where the other side was not represented. I mean, let's call a spade a spade here.
No, I'm not. Being represented, which is what I'm saying.
Maybe there are issues.
I'm saying this. Other meetings, both sides have not been represented.
Excuse me. This is now a board meeting. Public comment is.
Oh, I didn't know it was closed.
It is closed at this time.
I didn't hear the
vote.
Again, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Can I ask what the reason is?
For. To discuss a particular person or person's employment issue.
Thank you.
We will be out approximately 45 or 15 minutes.
How long?
15 minutes.
15.
You're off.
15 to 20?
Yeah. Probably more.
Should we excuse ourselves?
We have a motion. Where's the second?
A motion.
I know. I didn't hear a second.
Executive session.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Length? I'd like to announce the length so people know.
Oh, I think you're looking at least 45 minutes. I doubt if we'll get done in 15.
We'll be here.
Okay. All in favor? Second. Girls?
Yomi, a coat.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll pick it up with item number 6. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on the 3 dates listed.
So moved.
Thank you, Lennon.
Second.
Thank you, Earl. All in favor?
Aye.
Under 7, new business, CSC recommendations. And these recommendations are also, and I'll give the board a few minutes, as I mentioned earlier, the new pieces that came tonight. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the CSC recommendation 610. And also on, that's, oh, okay, 610, yes. I'm looking at the wrong date.
Motion.
Motion. Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Steve. Okay. The board would like to take a few minutes to look at those new ones. Yes.
One thing that would help me review this information is previously we had asked for a report as a result of a parent concern. Is any of that reflected in this
from
information that's being presented tonight?
No. No.
Thank you.
Is there a time frame to accept the late detail? Or can we do it at our next meeting?
Well,
because it's
really, as I mentioned earlier, we may not be having our next meeting.
So we can't.
We're going to take a look at, because of, we have 3 events the same week. One of the events, which is a scholarship night, is on the same night as our, so we were going to, I was going to ask the board if they would like to cancel.
Scholarship night, that's Wednesday night.
Is it Wednesday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a week from Wednesday.
So anyway, if we don't approve these, does something happen with the...
We wouldn't be looking at
the
these
children.
Until July.
Does something happen, though, with their IEPs? Are, like, in violation of any law?
Is Micheline still here?
Yes, she's right there.
She's still here.
Oh, yes. Micheline. Could you address that for me, please?
Do
you hear the question okay?
I just...
the late additions for today?
Yeah, and the question...
I think there were 6 of them, and they were summer school students. Summer school this year at CBS starts on July 1st. So the recommendations are because of summer school and because we're spending money to send them to summer school. Just the quick time, or the short time. And then the one from 0708 was a transfer student. So just to approve this program for the remainder of the year.
So that's why I allowed it to come forward at this time. Oh. It's the question of whether or not we're having our second session this month.
I'm sorry, it'll take me a few minutes because I always read these.
That's why I said I'm going to give the board a few minutes to take a look at these. So please do so. You haven't had a chance to see them yet. But they haven't voted yet, so they should have.
didn't have a chance to look.
Is everybody comfortable with the additional CSE recommendations?
Yes.
Does anybody need more time to look at those recommendations? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Before I start into the personnel, I passed around a piece of a comment that I would like to make on behalf of the board. Mr. Amo and I have worked on this. I wanted you to take a look at this. If it's okay when I get to that point.
Would you forward this to the superintendent? That's why I crossed out that sentence.
To have that read that way?
Oh, no,
or just
no.
Leave
but just
the sentence
that was,
out.
That was why I crossed
leave
it out. Maybe
oh, gotcha.
Somebody else
gotcha.
Would,
okay.
would not agree.
Leave, you're saying leave that out.
That was just my opinion
oh,
only.
Okay, got it. Means just delete that sentence.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes, but I think you need to know that it's okay to them.
But I will start with personnel under one resignation. Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledges Earl Burnell resignating as a board member of the Beatontown Central School, term expiring 6/30/2012. Expiration of his request is June 30, 2008.
Effective.
Yes. Okay. Leonard. Richard. With regrets, I ask for a all in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Appointments. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following permanent civil service appointments as indicated. There are three listed below. It would include all three. Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint Michelle DeBella in a 2-year probationary appointment as a pre-K teacher effective 9/1/08 through 8/30/10 at a salary of $50,368. That's step 10 with a BA 45 plus master's. Based on the 2007-08 salary schedule, she holds permanent certification in the area of pre-K 6. Micheline DeBella was previously on leave of absence as the special education teacher and serving as a teacher on assignment as the director of special services. Motion. Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Frank. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes?
I'd like to make a comment. Thank you, Michelle, for the past year and a half, or 2 years, however long you've been doing it, with the services that you've rendered this district.
That was nice.
Thank you, Frank.
Indeed.
Yes, I'm
thank you. I've already spoken. You still peeking behind there?
She's hiding.
Yes. We've already spoken. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint Anthony Perez, currently employed as pre-K 6 teacher, in a 2-year probationary appointment as an English 712 teacher, effective 9/1/08 through 8/30/10, at a salary of $46,268, step 8, with a bachelor's, 27 plus master's, based on the 2008-7-8 salary schedule. Anthony Perez holds a permanent certificate in the area of English 712.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Earl.
How many, has he worked in this district before, or does
he's
he have a lot?
He's received tenure in his area already, so.
So he's been in this district, and that's why he's going, he's just moving
into the
from
2 year
area to another.
Right,
right, he's changing
right.
areas.
The assignment at the middle school would change him out of his tenure track area.
Okay.
He has endorses making that move. He fully understands that in doing so, it requires him to start a 2 year probationary
okay.
period, and we confirmed that he's still a go.
I was just wondering why he
yeah.
was brought in at that step, and realized he had worked in this district.
Yeah. Under D,
vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Mr. Perez probably had a heart attack there. Under D, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following fall athletic positions. And we'll block them and vote as a block
motion.
For the 2008-9 school year as indicated. Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. Comments? There is one vacancy that hasn't been filled yet.
Two
vacancies. Oh, yep. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint the following temporary summer help with variable dates from 6/18/08 through 8/29/08 as a block as indicated. Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under three, tenure. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following tenure appointment effective on the date indicated.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries.
With permission, I move to table number 3A.
3B,
excuse me.
Under B, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to extend the probationary period for Sandra Gardner pursuant to the attached dual agreement.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Is the board okay with what I passed around? Is there any objection? This time I'd like to make a comment. And I do agree with the one change. The Board of Education has just acted upon the superintendent's recommendation to grant tenure extension of a district administrator. This request was made by the principal. In a letter to the superintendent and included in the board's informational packet on Friday. In making this request, the principal referenced the value of another year to continue to hone her skills as an administrator and improve upon professional collaboration and support within the entire Beatontown Elementary School community. The board is well aware of the conflicting opinions held by staff, parents, and even board members themselves regarding any number of services or people responsible for providing services for students. The board will continue to call upon the superintendent to monitor the behaviors and performances of all employees, the programs, and provide recommendations for improvement whenever necessary. It remains the responsibility of all professionals to place all their energies and focus on children. To do less is not acceptable. Under C, resolve that the superintendent of the school recommends to the Board of Education approve the following tenure appointments affected on the date listed below.
Motion.
I'll second.
Are we voting? This is a very heavy responsibility tenure is, so are we voting these as a group?
These have been discussed at our last meeting, if you would like individually.
I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes we separate them out.
Yep.
Any requests?
A block is okay.
Anybody?
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Under C, miscellaneous, resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education approve the transfer of district-provided life and the AD and D policy for each full-time employee for the current policy holder, Genworth, which is Sun Life, to Guardian, which includes an employee assistant program. This transfer will be effective July 1st, 2008.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Richard. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains?
No. You didn't ask for no. I voted no.
Okay. I was just about to.
Sorry.
Should we record that? No vote. Okay. Under B, resolve that the Board of Education does hereby schedule an organizational meeting for July 8th, 2008 at 6:15 at the Beatontown Central School District Middle High School Library.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Irwin. Questions? This is the organizational requirement.
Retreat?
No. Not the retreat. It's the annual meeting.
Is this just like discussion phase here?
Yes. Yes.
Are people going to be able to make it? I will be out of town that day. I assume Kizzy's parents are still going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. What day is it?
How sick? Earl will not be here.
I am too.
Okay.
I am too. I am going to be out of the country.
Okay.
From the 7th to the 15th. I'm glad you brought that up. I totally forgot.
Okay.
How could I forget?
I have one other question.
Yes.
We have a vacancy now that Earl resigned.
Yes.
Are we going to refer back to the people that were on the ballot and go to number three?
We can pick that up as an additional discussion at our.
That's not this topic.
Right.
I just thought I know there's a Tuesday before, could be the first. I don't know if Kathleen's here. I will still be here.
Can you repeat that?
The first Tuesday would be the first of July.
I will
you
be
still
here.
Be here?
I will be here until the 7th, 6th.
That's actually better for me, too.
You want to make a motion and change it to the first?
A lot of school districts, a lot of school boards do hold it actually on
the
1st.
I thought it was.
It's a requirement that we hold it on actually July 1st.
Yeah.
But we've always tried to move it into everybody's schedule the best we could.
Looks like the 1st is going to be.
It's going to be the 1st.
So you have to change your.
I'll take back my second.
Just amend it.
Oh, you're going to amend your second? And?
July 1st?
To July 1st. So, Richard, you amended your. So, I'll remind the board that your vote is on the amended version of July 1st as our organizational meeting, still at 6:15, still in the middle school, high school, library. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following textbooks. We'll block these. Thank you, Frank.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Any questions? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes. Motion carries. Financial. Resolved that the Board of Education accept the following reports as presented by the Audit Committee. Those listed below. Steve, first. Second. Okay. Comment?
I have a comment under the warrant report.
Yes.
I noticed there was a fee on the warrant report that we paid the Golden Arrow Hotel one night's accommodations. Golden Arrow Hotels in Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
We have a policy in place that we only provide meals when the, we only provide dinner when the event is more than 2 hours away from home, when the person will arrive home more than 2 hours late for dinner. I'm just wondering why we don't have a similar policy for our hotel accommodations. You know, I have no problem paying for hotel accommodations for a legitimate thing, but I've seen right. something within an hour drive of home. It's kind of shaky.
No. Want to add that to our policy list of policies to review and probably expand?
When we've had questions like this before that we haven't caught until now, the business manager's been asked to follow up and let us know sometimes.
Yes.
Like who yeah. got the
I did ask the business manager that. He told me that there was no policy.
So we're supposed to approve the expenditure, though, until we have a policy? Is that how we do it?
I don't recall. I don't recall my exact reply.
It's already been spent.
It wasn't me, but I can answer why this was spent and why there was an overnight.
Okay. I'll entertain that.
A New York State technical conference that many of us attended. I, too, was supposed to stay overnight that night. However, there was a board meeting, so I had to come back. It ran quite late. There was an evening program, and then it started early in the morning, so that's why they stayed over. It was for me, actually, a very late night and very early morning. So, and I missed the evening part of the program. So.
I am not questioning that. I just
right,
think we
right.
should have a policy concerning it.
Right.
And if it's a consecutive day meeting, so be it.
Right.
But if it's by looking at the warrant report, I could not tell that.
Right.
And when I was told there was no policy about accommodations, and I thought we were on need.
Well, we still should bring that back and review that policy
mm-hmm.
anyway during our summer.
The lack of policy.
We're going to have a policy night that's going to be kind of extensible. We have quite a few.
There are a lot of generic ones out there.
Yeah. Any other questions on Audit Committee report? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following donations and approve amending the district budget to be increased in the amount of $5,541.94.
So moved.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Richard. Questions? This is a roll call vote.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
George Palmer.
Yes.
Earl Bernal.
Yes.
Frank Kay.
Yes.
Kathleen Greenberg Junez.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Karen Armstrong. Richard Levine.
Yes.
Stan Krosky.
Yes. And thank you to the Booster Club and the Beekmantown Elementary FSO and the Cumberland Head PTO for their kind donations. Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following transfers over $2,500. They are three listed.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard. Second.
Elmo.
Thank you, Frank. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Roll call.
Oh, yes, it's a roll call.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
George Palmer.
Yes.
Herb Bernal.
Yes.
Frank Kay.
Yes.
Kathleen Greenberg Junez.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Stan Krosky.
Yes. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education approve the bid for the oil water separator to the low bidder of K&L Plumbing and Heating and Company in the amount of $45,700.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Leonard. Questions?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
Before we approved it, I thought we approved this in the budget for $30,000 on this, and I just wondering where the rest of the money is coming from.
We approved it last year for $40,000.
Oh, well, it's still a difference, so.
comes out of Dobbin's budget.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure we had it. Just want to make sure we had it.
Don, did we characterize this as a have-to-be-done project?
Yes.
Yeah.
The compliance directive from the USKBC, so as soon as we get it done, there are paper there. Yes.
And the likelihood would be the difference in the last in the bid price and the budgeted price, if not found, and I know you will, would be more than costly with a fine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's also part of that budgetary transfer.
I just want to make sure that we'll...
Yeah. Kathleen, you had a question?
No, I'm sorry. I have my stomach.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby authorize the following bands for buses at the lowest interest rate possible and on the maturity date indicated.
Motion. Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Leonard. All in favor? Oh, roll call. Sorry.
Steve Trombley, yeah. George Palmer, Herb O'Neill,
yes.
Frank Hay,
yes.
Catherine Gruber and Funes,
yes.
Leonard King,
yes.
Richard Levine,
yes.
Dan Grofsky.
Yes. Under 9, additional items to discuss. Confirmation of attendance at the senior banquet, which is tomorrow night. Or no. That's Friday, the 26th. Tomorrow night is sports.
Sport thing.
Yes. So, board members that know they may be attending. Richard? Steve, are you? You won't make it. I'll attend.
Okay. You're getting that.
Leonard,
you're
getting that. Okay, wait. I need to know what you're going to eat. There was prime rib, stuffed chicken, or breast, or vegetarian. Richard, prime what do you want
rib.
To eat?
Prime rib, please.
I'll do the prime rib.
Prime rib.
Prime rib.
I can't go.
Leonard, do you say prime rib? Someone else over here say it again? No.
How late do you have to have a notice on that? Because I really don't know where I'm going to be on the 26th.
The 16th.
The 16th?
Yeah, it's the deadline.
Under student handbooks, middle school, high school. Tackle that one.
Just the handbooks that were made available to you. There, the rather than complete, or we tried to not create a lot of extra paperwork, were not necessary. So the principals and their teams went through the handbook and made corrections that they would recommend. And I believe you have those corrections been presented to you. I've had the opportunity to review the handbooks, the high school handbook in particular, and had any and all questions that I had answered satisfactorily. A couple of minor changes were even made as a result of our conversation, but you have before you the handbooks. The deadline, I think I mentioned in my update to you, we're kind of under the gun with a publication date. If, in fact, we take an approved handbook and give it to the students in time to open our school year, the printers are waiting for the answer, like, tomorrow morning. So I just present it to you and the delay, there certainly could be a delay. If there is a delay, the delay would be no promises on the handbooks for the beginning of the year. It's, that I think I would want you to understand that. But if there are concerns about the handbook or questions about the handbook and you want to spend more time on it and can even through tomorrow if you need to, I'll be glad to, and I'll make the principals have them be available to take any calls that you might have, if you have any.
Permission to speak?
Yes.
I just want to give my congratulations to all the staff that did this, because we're required to accept them, adopt them, because a lot of policy in here. And this is the first year that we, before printing, actually had the opportunity for so many days at least to review them. So thank you very much. It's a lot of hard work.
Good catch.
Kudos.
Well, we always complained.
Yes.
You didn't get to see the handbook.
Good point. Very good point.
So, thank you.
We are going to get the right school year calendar in here. This is just a copy of last year. They're not going to publish 2006-2007 school year calendar.
We are now publishing the 2006-2007 calendar, right, folks?
No.
Thank you.
We'll check. So well this year.
Yeah. There's some more items to be added in calendar, so, but we'll get it. You're absolutely right, George.
Okay, before I go on,
are we looking for a motion to accept these as they are?
These items are not motionable items.
Okay.
They're just
we're going to go ahead and do them then.
Right. Items that we're going to ahead and do, okay. That we're just trying to get input on.
Do something about the date.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Thank you.
I'm going to read a prepared statement that Earl Bunnell has asked for me to do, and I am willing to do that. I am writing this letter for two reasons. The first reason is to tell you about the great kids and the quality of character our students in Beekman Town Central have. As some of you know, my granddaughter was recently diagnosed with giant axonal
neuropathy,
thank you, or GAN, is known as an orphaned disease, which means that it is so rare that is no treatment, no cure, very little or no research, and no government money for research. This is why Hannah's Hope Fund for Giant
the Giant Fund.
GAN.
The GAN, thank you. Has been established. Our eighth grade class heard about Hannah's situation and voted overwhelmingly to give up their end of the year picnic and instead give the money, which was over $500, to Hannah's Hope Fund. The middle school then decided to have a dance and donate all their profits to Hannah's Hope Fund. And in this case, they sent a check for over $1,100 to Hannah's Hope Fund. Then there is Kendra, a seventh grader, who I believe has five brothers and sisters, who has been saving her money to buy a computer for herself, but instead decided to send her $40 she had saved to Hannah because she felt she needs it more. My daughter sent the money back with a message to keep saving and buy her computer and become a great student, because someday she might be the one that will find a cure for GAN or some other disease and thereby help a great number of people. Doesn't this speak volumes about our kids? The second reason I am writing is to tell you I am resigning from the Board of Education because I must give my whole heart and soul to try and save my granddaughter's life. I have to be able to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it, at any moment I want to do it. The responsibility of being a good board member does not allow for this. Thank you for your trust you placed in me. Sincerely, Earl Bunnell. The next item that we have here is our board meeting on 6/24. Is that a meeting that the board still wants to hold? Or as in the past, we have changed this, gone with our annual meeting due to the fact that we have quite a few operations going on at the end of the month.
We don't need to, I guess we do not.
Are there any issues with respect to graduation that we need to discuss or need to be apprised of, or can that happen via the internet and updates?
We've tried to clear everything we could possibly clear in the calendar, and we brought everything forward we actually needed. That's why we brought some of the late items with the...
Oh, so there's no graduation issues that we need to be apprised of, is what I mean, that we would talk about at the meeting.
Garth, do you foresee anything that...
No, I had an outstanding meeting with the senior class. They seem to be well organized and ready to go. I don't foresee just doing any problems that would require a board decision or action at this point in time.
I would in the interim, if the meeting is not held, I certainly will do the cycling of my feedback to you through a board packet, even though there's no formal meeting. If there's anything of to bring to your attention of value issue, I certainly will keep that correspondence flowing, even though there's a stretch between this meeting and another one, whenever that next one is.
Well, the July meeting will be.
Well, it's just a week later. That's right. But
yeah,
I will do that.
And the July meeting is going to be earlier.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's right. So I'll just mention it.
I don't want a meeting, but you know, in view of everything that's happened this week, we haven't had time to discuss other things, and in particular the girl's resignation. I don't think tonight's going to be an appropriate time to discuss what to do next either. Due to the lateness of the night, due to we just haven't had time to formulate plans. I'm okay with leaving that spot vacant for a period of time so we can do it, but I want to know if anyone thinks we need to act on it before the next reorganization meeting.
Like an election, you know?
That would be the only reason I would see
it. I don't foresee us needing to do that before our annual meeting.
We don't have to fill it until next year anyway.
But it's our decision whether we want to fill it.
Right. Yes, it is. Right.
What I'm saying is that's not so pressing.
Right. Because, I don't think there's anything that pressing that
I'm sure you'll let us know if something comes up.
Does everybody know the options that the board has? It's quite extensive, actually.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well.
We have an update.
Go ahead. Just so I
can. Supposed to give these back?
I never asked three options. The first is that you can call a special election to be held in 90 days of the date of the resolution of the resignation. You can appoint an individual to fill that position, and the appointment would be up for a vote, and the term would be until the next election, the annual district election next year. Or you can choose to do nothing, in which case the district superintendent, the BOCES, would have the power to fill that position in the education. Those are the three options.
So if we do nothing, is normally the district superintendent? I don't know. Would he normally?
He has the power.
But normally, what he?
I don't believe he would. But he
never has in his tenure in the past.
I would suspect that by reason of the resignation, there would not be sufficient majority of the board to take any action under those circumstances.
So it's something we can work on. I don't think there's a. So we'll move to have our next meeting July 1st. Is that acceptable by everyone?
So it would be an organizational meeting and a regular board meeting with action taken.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's not the retreat.
And I need a motion to cancel that meeting on the 24th because we record that.
Okay. Can I have a motion then to cancel the 24th meeting?
Motion.
Second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. And on behalf of the board, Earl, thank you very much for your time and talent and energies. And good luck with Hannah. Our hearts will be with you. Yes. We need to move back into executive session for teachers' collective bargaining negotiations. We have an item we need to discuss.
Sure.
I know you have to excuse yourself. You're on call, so.
I do also. I apologize. I'm not feeling
okay.
Well, but you will. I'm certain you will update us correctly.
Yes. Correct. It's just one item.
How long? 5 minutes.
I would.
I'll call you, Kathleen, and ask
Well, it can be in his update either.
Yeah, okay.
Can do
and
that.
You can reply through the update. And Leonard, you already know the situation, so since you're on the committee.
Yes. You're excused.
So, is there anything you want to go ahead?
Well, I was going to vote.
Okay. All in favor to for a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make it.
George, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. This board needs a couple of minute break before we move into executive session.